Married at First Sight by Gu Lingfei. Chapter 3307. The next day, it was still raining. The rain today was much lighter, it was just a drizzle. The temperature in Wildspoon has dropped to the lowest level this year, only 7 degrees. On this cold winter morning, the business welcomed several unfamiliar customers. The moment the doorbell rang, the butler couldn't help but mutter, "Who's here so early in the morning? The workers haven't started working yet." Because of the cold weather and rainy days, the workers in charge of yard work changed their start time to around 8 o'clock. It rained heavily yesterday, so the butler let them rest for a day. The butler thought it was Remy Johnson, the future son-in-law from next door. He often came before dawn just to have breakfast with Elisa. The butler, holding an umbrella, walked to the villa's gate and saw 5 old men standing in a row. With the exception of one individual who appeared to be a patient and had a fair complexion, the other 4 men exuded an air of immortality. The butler was shocked, believing he had not woken up yet and had seen ghosts. They primarily wore retro clothes. The 5 old men were all men, and each of them had a long gray beard. The butler rubbed his eyes. "Does this kid think we are ghosts?" an old man said. From the look on his face, he either thought he had seen a ghost, or he thought he had gotten up the wrong way. "Butler. Wrong way to wake up? What were the ways to wake up? Didn't he just wake up, open his eyes, and get up? Boy, we are not ghosts. If we were ghosts, we wouldn't ring the doorbell and would have passed through the wall long ago. Actually, your door can't stop us. If want to, can take down your door in a minute. But my buddies won't let me do it, saying it's impolite. Came all the way here, traveling day and night, just to bring this old guy here. I'm starving, and can't even go into the house. It's freezing outside. Why do feel like it's even colder here than it is here when it snows?" The butler finally regained his consciousness. He complained in his heart, "You people in the north have heating, but we in Wildspoon don't have it. We have to rely on our righteousness to survive the winter." However, Wildspoon City did not need heating. Despite the extreme cold, it would only persist for the next 2 days. The temperature would rise again the day after tomorrow, and by the new year, it wouldn't be that cold. "How many elderly men are there?" Given that they all had gray beards, even though the Buletin Ler Yaswo Dorider Young, Ty Dyke paired like a child in their presence. "We are looking for Miss Audrey Farrell, Fisher, Dot." Butler, "Miss Audrey Farrell. Oh, you're looking for our madam." The butler almost forgot that his madam's surname was Farrell and her given name was Audrey. He simply couldn't adjust to hearing others refer to Yakayo was a Letier grandmother, as a little girl. "Excuse me, who are you?" If they were looking for Audrey, the butler should ask more clearly. No matter whether they were looking for Audrey or Clive, if thy hey wheat omm people Vishadan fes seen before, he must ask clearly and can't let them in casually. Ahem, an old man coughed twice. Chapter 3308. The 4 old men hurriedly asked him about his health, and one of them even took his pulse, as if he would die if he coughed. "LM fine." The old man who coughed twice said in a gentle voice, "I just can't hold on any longer if keep on traveling." "Hey, kid, Hurry up and open the door and let us in. Can't you see that our old man can't hold on any longer? What do you care who we are? We are guests. Didn't the Stones understand this hospitality? The elderly gentleman, who expressed the possibility of removing the door, spoke with a loud voice and exhibited a somewhat tense disposition. He glared at the butler and urged him to open the door. If his brothers hadn't been watching over him, he would have seriously damaged the gate to the Stone family's villa. Old Four. He supported the old man, who coughed twice, and said it in a low voice. The old man remained silent. Boy, our big brother is the one your boss has been looking for. Don't worry, we are not bad people. Please open the door and allow us to get some hot water. Am not feeling well. Among the five old men, the youngest one was the one who took the eldest brother's pulse. The old doctor was Dr. Carden's master. The old miracle doctor had already brought his disciple back to FC Manor, where he was taking care of his little grandson with the Johnson family. He knew that Big Brother insisted on flying to Wiltspoon to meet Audrey. Concerned about his elder brother's health, he was forced to leave his precious grandson behind, rush back to reunite with a group of old brothers, and fly to Wiltspoon with his elder brother. The older brother had reached the age of 90. Even with this old miracle doctor, who frequently helped him recover, his health was getting worse every year. The old doctor told the old guys the truth, that Big Brother earns money day by day and could last a year at best, or at most, only a few months. Perhaps he had a premonition that his end was near. Upon learning of the discovery of the descendant of the previous head of the Farrell family, the eldest brother insisted on meeting him. No matter how they tried to persuade him, he wouldn't listen. He said he wanted to notify Audrey to come over, but Big Brother wouldn't let him. He was concerned that exposing the homes of several old friends would cause them trouble. These old men were the hermit masters mentioned in the world's legends. He had been living in seclusion for 20 or 30 years and had not cared about worldly affairs. Both Dr. Carden and the current wife of the head of the Mead Spring Lafayette family were disciples of these masters, so everyone had learned some new information. The old thief, who was the master of the wife of the head of the Lafayette family, was eager to tear down the door. The oldest brother was the assistant of the previous matriarch of the Jensberg Farrell family, whom the current matriarch has been looking for decades. Following the murder of Audrey's parents, the second lady and her men ambushed him in his capacity as the family head's assistant. Despite his skill, he ultimately found himself alone and suffered serious injuries. He thought about fighting to the death, even if it meant death, to avenge the family's master. However, considering the fate of the head of the family's two daughters and the likelihood of her death, no one would reveal the second young lady's plot. The current matriarch Farrell was too cruel, and he knew Athe Colored Eng Matledra Farrell in a short period of time. He had to flee Jensberg with injuries. Matriarch Farrell actually sent people to track him down. Matriarch Farrell didn't lose sight of him until the old doctor and his friends rescued him. Matriarch Farrell had been hiding too many secrets. How could younger generations like Catherine know what happened back then? Matriarch Farrell, who had something to hide, would not let the younger generations Anawakruariak then was still alive. The older people in the clan now heard the news from hearsay or organized their own guesses into conspiracy theories. But after this escape, the old assistant was never able to return to Jensberg. The gossipy would occasionally share with him the latest news about the Farrell family in Jensberg. He knew that the second young lady who had killed the matriarch had become the Myax Nigel Diafathikandal Fadhadi, that Eewy was also dead, the whereabouts of the matriarch's two daughters were unknown, and their lives or deaths were uncertain. After the second young lady took power, she secretly eliminated many people who knew about the incident. Chapter 3309. The old miracle doctor and the others repeatedly prevented the old assistant from returning to exact revenge on the current matriarch Farrell. Who will inherit the role of family head if he returns, even if he manages to exact revenge? If they fail to locate the daughter of the former matriarch Farrell, this year, the old assistant only learned about the daughter of the current matriarch Farrell. Knowing the whereabouts of the matriarch Farrell's daughter, the old assistant wanted to find her anxiously, but he was in poor health and couldn't go out for a while. It took the old miracle doctor a lot of time to nurse him back to better health. He felt that he was getting older. He hoped to see the young lady from back then as soon as possible and put what he knew and a small part of the evidence into the young lady's hands. He was sorry for them and failed to avenge current matriarch Farrell. He could only leave this burden to Audrey. Friends told him that one of the two daughters of the Farrell family owner died in a car accident more than 10 years ago. He also left two daughters behind. The husband's family was cruel and kicked out the two children after taking away a lot of compensation money. Fortunately, God takes pity on the two children, and they are living a good life now. One of them, Serenity, married into the most wealthy family in Wildspoon. The other one, Liberty, was also in love with the fourth young master of the Lewis family, Duncan, and if nothing unexpected happened, she would also be the fourth young mistress of the Lewis family. The eldest daughter of the Farrell family owner, Audrey, married a businessman and is now a grandmother. The old assistant was very relieved to know that all the descendants of the family owner had turned around. The Stones's butler quickly opened the door of the villa. These old men were several hundred years old together. He always kept people out. If anything happened to the old people, he was also responsible. When opening the door to let a few old men in, the butler also called Clive. The first person in the Stone family to wake up was usually Clive. Especially after becoming a father, the baby was still so young and naturally followed his parents. The baby needed to drink milk and change diapers in the middle of the night. Clive felt sorry for Alice. He got up in the middle of the night to prepare milk powder for his son. By eating milk powder, the little one could sleep longer. If he drinks Brie*ST milk, he will wake up hungry soon. As long as the baby is eating, he falls asleep. When he falls asleep, he thinks he is full, but he wakes up hungry within an hour. Feeding him milk powder and eating enough at one time can help him sleep for several hours before waking up. After becoming a father, Clive slept deeply. He would wake up if his son hummed twice. Alice sometimes laughed at Clive. When she was pregnant, Clive wanted her to abort the child. After the child was born, he gradually became a slave to the child, and he loved the child the most. When he went to work every day, he held his son in his arms and kissed him again and again before he could leave the house. He rushed home as soon as he got off work and put off all the social activities. He was originally relaxed and doing what he liked to do. After Alice gave birth to a baby, Clive wanted to spend more time with her and his son, Sehg Anjulied Goyus Jiradasra, and put him in the company to help so that he could go home and hold the baby as soon as he got off work. It was the second young Master Stone who went to socialize. Yoriala Triple A eldest brother, Clive, has endured for so long, he has also been free for so long. The Stone group also has his share, so he should help share the burden. Even Elisa would help sometimes. She became asks, own bogs, and tet her pagency if it lb there see her grow. If she wanted to help, Clive would not stop her. Clive knew Elisa was the best. Zachary didn't like Elisa because he didn't know the goods. Remy knew the best. Clive sometimes resented Zachary for rejecting Elisa for so many years. He said that as long as Zachary and the York family dared to give Serenity any grievance, he would be absolutely welcome. If he has an excuse, let's count it together. Chapter 3310. At this moment, Clive's son was crying. Clive picked up his son and walked around the room, coaxing the little guy. Alice didn't even open her eyes and asked, "Is he hungry or has diarrhea?" Clive said, "Maybe he's hungry. Wife, you can go to sleep. I'll coax him, and I'll make some milk powder for him to drink. After drinking the milk powder, he can sleep until after 9 o'clock." Alice hummed, turned over, and fell asleep again. There was a nanny at home, and the nanny could only hold the little guy when he was asleep. When he was awake, the nanny hugged him, and he cried within 2 minutes. He can't smell his mother anymore. Therefore, Alice took care of the child herself most of the time during the day. Fortunately, when her mother-in-law, Audrey, and sister-in-law, Elisa, helped, the little one cooperated, otherwise, she would have died of exhaustion. Her sister-in-law, Elisa, always praised her nephew for knowing how close he was at such a young age, and he doesn't cry when family members hug him. But the little baby cried when the nanny hugged him. Even Alice's mother couldn't hold him for long before she cried. Clive put the baby back on the bed and went to make milk powder. After getting used to Brie*ST milk, the baby actually refused to drink milk powder. However, when he was very hungry, he would eat it if he were fed milk powder. The phone rang. Clive was very unhappy. Who called him so early in the morning? Didn't the person know he wanted to take care of a baby? Afraid that his wife would be disturbed by the ringing of his mobile phone, Clive went to answer the phone first. Seeing that it was the butler, he continued to make milk powder for his son while answering the call. "What's wrong? Wow wow." The little baby woke up from hunger. He hadn't eaten yet and was put back on the bed by his father. He immediately opened his mouth and cried. "Young master, some old people came here and said they were the people madam has been looking for. Have never seen them before. Don't know if they are the people madam is looking for. They even called madam by her name. Young master, I'm letting them in now. It's cold outside. They are several hundred years old together. I'm afraid something will happen and we won't be able to escape responsibility, so invite them in first." "Looking for his mother?" The person his mother was looking for? Clive suddenly thought that his mother was looking for the assistant beside his grandmother. Last time, Liberty sent a message back, saying that the head of the Farrell family had traveled far away again, and she might have known the whereabouts of the old assistant. The news was passed to Liberty by Catherine. Liberty was worried that Matriarch Farrell had dug the hole and reminded Catherine. However, Julian was watching the actions of Matriarch Farrell. The people they arranged to go could all be thrown away by Matriarchin Farrell.f if they / T free ifan ute snake, would be difficult to send more people. Even if they did, it would be useless. Only the people sent by Julian could continue to secretly keep an eye on the whereabouts of Matriarch Farrell. However, no definite news has been received so far. He wondered if the old assistant had really been found. His mother said that if he were still alive, he would be in his 90s. The hope was not great, but they couldn't give up. In the words of his mother, not to mention getting everything back from the Farrell family, it was breakfast. And Prince Linforiaten been so miserably harmed, and if he did not avenge them and let his enemies be punished, he would be in vain as the descendants of his grandparents. Clive, my mother hasn't gotten up yet. The butler, not yet. You're the first to get up now. After Clive was silent, he said, you entertain them well first / I prepa the Valkatoder fest the baby, and then go downstairs. Okay. After receiving Clive's reply, the butler breathed a sigh of relief. End of chapters 3307 to 3310 of Married at First Sight. Please wait for the next chapters. Don't forget access website novelsaudio.com every day to update, and in the meantime, don't leave the website, you can listen to other famous novel titles such as Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M.M., The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee L.H.Y.Z., You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith. And more.